This is Clive. He leads a church down in Islington. He's a really good friend of mine. Can we just give him a very warm welcome?
Do you know what? I absolutely love Christmas. And probably the best thing for me is the food. Is anyone with me on that? Oh, man. You know, I love the mince pies. I love the Christmas cake and Christmas pudding. But the one thing I don't get, I just don't get turkey. I mean, what is that all about? Why do people eat turkey at Christmas? Honestly, do you actually like turkey? Right, hands up who likes turkey. Hands up who doesn't like turkey, prefer beef or lamb or chicken. What do you like? Honestly, so we don't do turkey now. We do beef and lamb, and I love that, okay? So, well, you tell me, it's not in the Bible. Turkey is not in the Bible. We don't have to do it. You know what I mean? It isn't.
A full winter turkey.
That, come on, round of applause. Well done. Anyway, so I do love Christmas, and, you know, in the busyness of life, it's great. I guess the best thing really is being able to have family around and to see family, that the busyness of life, it doesn't happen that much. But I guess one of my favourite parts is when we is to have presents. To give them is wonderful, to receive them is great. And so we all tend to have Christmas present lists at this time of year. Presents that we've got to get for people and presents that we'd like to receive so that people don't buy us something we don't really need or want. And so I'm going to start off by asking, how many people in here today that you have bought all your presents, you've got it all done? Hands up, come on. There's not many, is there? Look at that. All right, be honest, guys. How many of you today haven't even started buying presents? Hands up. Come on, it's quite a few of you, yeah. Well, it was about 3 or 4 years ago that... Oi, what's all this going on over here? Rebellion in the camp. And so it was about 3 or 4 years ago that I was so busy, I left it until Christmas Eve before I went down to buy anyone any presents. And it was after lunch. But do you know what? When I got down to town and the market, I had so many bargains because it was the last thing and they wanted to sell stuff. I thought, this is fantastic. Anyone in here like a bargain? Yeah, come on. We all do, don't we? So I thought, this is a great idea. I'm not going to tell anyone, but next year I'm going to do exactly the same. So the next year I went down there on Christmas Eve after lunch. But the only thing was it had been snowing. So all the shops were shut except for Boots. So everyone that year got lipstick, perfume, cotton buds and wet wipes. And, you know, a mixture of that. And be thankful of it, I thought, you know. But no, I don't do that anymore. I'm definitely an Amazon man. Is anyone in here like that? Click, click, ping and it comes in. Oh, come on. I am an Amazon man. And so it got me thinking. It's like, what are the best presents that I've ever had or with the presents that you give? And so what about Sky Electric? Is that anyone's favourite in here or has been? No, we got one this afternoon. It was all, yeah, Sky Electric. I love Sky Electric. You know, it was great. The only thing, the difficulty is keeping the cars on there. What about Barbie dolls? Does anyone like Barbie dolls? Duncan, don't you? See, don't tell anyone. I'll get you for calling me old. Anyway, so what about Monopoly? Is anyone like Monopoly? Yeah, you do. That's the one, I tell you now, it's the one to let the kids win, okay? I learned that years ago. You let them win. It's great for them to do that, yeah? You don't believe, what are you like over there, eh? And the thing is, though, you find out who cheats with Monopoly. You do, though, don't you? Because everyone has to go with the bank. And when it gets round to different people, all of a sudden their wad pile goes zoop. And you look up and you think, where did you get all that money from? And they go, don't you remember? This was like a couple of goes ago. I'm like, no, I don't remember. You know. So that's where you find out who cheats. What about PlayStations? Yeah, did everyone like that? Was it PlayStation, Xbox and all that? You like that, yeah? What about Mario? Do you know, when this happened, it was transformation of presence. Because when we were young, showing my age, it's like nothing worked. It's like it will work for about 2 or 3 weeks if you're lucky, and that was it. But with the games console, actually they do work. And Mario's a fantastic little game that the family can play. Who's still playing Mario today? Yeah? You're a quiet lot tonight, aren't you? You're stunned by the choir. I can understand that. Stunned. Do you know, I've got to do this. Should we give Manuela a big round of applause? Because she got that all together. Come on. Come on. She deserves it. She deserves it. But let me tell you of a great present, yeah? A brand new Ferrari, yeah? Who'd like a brand new Ferrari? Yeah, come on, yeah? And it's been on my present list for years. I've wanted one, and so if anyone's flush and you'd like to keep a pastor happy, then I would be really grateful for one of them. But not yet, hasn't come yet. But me and Duncan were chatting over that corner over there a couple of weeks ago with another pastor, and he said, you know what, there was a local church not far from here, and they kind of had a whip round for the pastor. They said, let's get pastor, we love him so much, let's get him a car. And so they had a little whip round and got £80,000. And they bought him a brand new top of the range BMW. Is that amazing? Yeah. Well, me and Duncan had a little chat about it, and we thought it was a good idea. Yeah. We're into building a culture here, and we thought this is good. And then Duncan, you know what Duncan's like, he said, but Clive, is it biblical though? And I went, well, it's in my Bible. He said, is it? He said, where? I went, look, there it is, just under Proverbs. Look, I wrote it in there yesterday, yeah? So I'm up for it. If you are, I will receive it with thanks. But the thing is this, it's like, what if, there's a question going out there now, what if God has got a present for you? He's got a present list and you're on it and he wants to give you something this Christmas. What if he has? Imagine that. But the truth is he has. And he's been telling us about it for thousands of years now, since the Bible began. On page 3 of the Bible, he started to tell us about Christ was coming, the Saviour of the world was coming through all the prophets. You heard some of it read earlier on. They prophesied that he would come. And he's so precious. But the thing is this, okay, he has come. He has come. And at the end, if you're ready for that, I will pray with you. You can receive him today. Who believes in this house that God is alive? Amen? Put your hand up. Well, let's do this one. Put your hand up if you've met God who is alive, Jesus. Hands up, hands up. Have a look around. Come on, hands up. I know there's more than that. Okay. We would profess that Jesus is alive and you can receive him and come into relationship with him. And so today we're going to look at 3 things about the Christmas story that we heard earlier, things that reveal something about this Christmas present of Jesus Christ. 3 things. We're going to look at the star, the stable, and the cradle. So first of all, the star. Why a star? Well, the reason is this, is because each one of us need to take a journey in order to meet this Jesus who is alive. Each one of us is on that. It's the most important thing that you will be doing this side of eternity. It's why we're here. Do we want to receive him? Do we want to come into relationship with him who created the world? And it is a journey. And so a star was given to the wise men, the Magi, it says in the Bible, and they were unbelievers. They didn't believe. All they did was watch the star. They wrote things down. They were astrologers that observed things. And they were non-Jews. They came from Persia, which is modern-day Iran or Iraq or near the Yemen, where all the problems are at the minute. And so they were non-Christians or Jews, but they knew Scripture. They had studied scripture like they study everything else. And they believed that the king of the universe was coming. They believed that it was happening, it was prophesied. And they were looking out for the coming of the king. And so if you can imagine what it would be like for these astrologers to be looking at the stars every night, studying them, and all of a sudden a star appeared totally unlike any other star. It was shining bright, but the thing about it wasn't up there like the other stars. It was much, much lower. And we know that because the star led them to the very stable that Jesus was born in. If it had been like the other stars, it might have led them over a city, but never over a property. It had to be low enough to guide them just to the right place. And they saw it and they were absolutely amazed. They were saying to each other, I've never seen anything like this. It's a star like no other. But the thing was moving and they were wise because they thought, you know what? It's going somewhere. Something is happening here that has never happened in the history of the whole of mankind. They knew it inside. So they started to follow because they knew it was going to take them somewhere. And so God sent the star to them to get their attention, to get hold of them. It started them on their journey to find the king of the universe. So my question is, how did you start your journey? The fact that you're here shows that you are wise, that you've started something. There's something going on. Now, for me, it happened. Me and my mate nearly near enough come to faith at the same time. But we lived lives that were totally not Christian at all. A lot of drinking, a lot of fighting, and a lot of other stuff that goes along with it. But I always wanted my own business, and I bought a book to help me with that. And at the end of the book, it said, if this has worked, get the Bible. It did work. 30 years ago, my business is still going, and I've got the Bible. And somewhere in it, I came to faith, somewhere in the New Testament. I knew that there was a new presence in me, a new energy within me. And I've had a wonderful journey ever since. It'd be like an adventure. Or maybe you've seen the difference in somebody. Somebody you know has accepted Christ, and there's something different about them. You know, when I accepted Christ, I didn't really understand what had happened. So I went on one of these alpha courses that Duncan showed earlier, and they're fantastic. But me and Tony, we went on this course, and there was a couple called Sue and Les, and they were right in with us in the wrong side of life. But they came to the alpha course, and they said, Clyde, we're here not because of anything that you've said, but we can see something in you. You're different. There's kind of a glow and a peace. And we want to know what that is. We want that. And over the course of a few weeks, they got to understand. And they received that gift of Christmas for themselves. And that's how they got there. Because they saw something. Maybe you've seen something on somebody that you know. That's why you're sitting there now. Or maybe you've watched one of the films that are around about Jesus Christ. There are many around. And I can remember one. I don't even remember the name of it. But I do remember this. Is that when I was about 8 or 10, there was a scene in it with, there was Pontius Pilate and there was Jesus and there was Barabbas. And they totally abused Jesus. And as a youngster, I was thinking, why have they hurt Jesus? Why have they, he was such a lovely, great guy. And this killer, and he said, which one do you choose? And they chose Barabbas to get free and condemn Jesus. And in my little heart at the time, I couldn't believe it. I was cut to the heart inside. I thought, what is this all about? And I know that there was tears. And what it was a moment where God got my attention, just like he got the attention of these wise men. And as I look back in my life after I come to Christ, I realised that there were different times in which God sent something to get my attention. And if you think about your lives, God would have done the same for you, where you've cried out and gone, God, are you really there? And then we get that moment where it's like a revelation. Like, oh, do you know what? I think God is there. And then we go, wow, what is that? And then we get on with our lives and we forget that. And it could be another few years, and then God does it again. Where are you in the story? Where are you on that journey to him? Because God calls us in. You got here, you're wise, well done. Keep going on the journey. You see, the wise men, their journey would have had many obstacles. Okay, it was 1,000 miles away. There was desert, mountains to overcome. The cold of a night would have been freezing, the heat of the day. But they had to overcome them. And it's the same with us. As we start to come to Christ, as there are many obstacles to overcome. Obstacles like doubt. It's like, what is this guy saying that God is alive and you can receive him in your heart and know that he's alive today? I just can't get there. Well, the Alpha course will help you with that one. You know, or maybe it's pride that you're saying to yourself, I don't want a king in my heart. I don't want anyone telling me how I should live. Actually, it isn't like that. It's a relationship where he helps you to live a better life. Truly, truly is. Or maybe you've got to the point that I did, where actually I looked up. I remember the first prayer I prayed. I looked up and said, God, you know what? Yeah, I'm fed up with doing life my way because it isn't working. I'm really making some bad mistakes and it's getting a little bit painful. I could do with your help. And that's when God came in. That's when God came in. Or maybe it's your circumstances. You know, there's difficulties going on in your life. You're too busy for the God stuff now. I've got my own stuff to deal with. Well, let me say this, that you have started the journey. You are here tonight. Don't give up because your eternal destiny depends on it. That's what the Bible tells us. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus said this to us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. So why does God tell us to seek and find? Why don't he just do it anyway? Well, because he wants us to pursue. But he wants us to find him. He wants to be able to bless us. He's waiting for each one of you that haven't received that gift of Christmas. He's waiting for you tonight. He's waiting for you on the Alpha course. Come to me, he said in the Bible. Come to me. So we need to come to him. Secondly, we have the stable. And you ask yourself, okay, Clive, if God sent his son on earth, why was he born in a stable? You know, if he was the king of the universe, why wasn't he born in a palace like other kings, surrounded by servants and all the rest of it, the finery? Or at least a 5-star hotel. Why a stable full of animals? You know, farm animals, they smell a bit, don't they? You know, and they're not very polite farm animals, are they? You ever stood by one? Yeah, they don't say pardon, do they? No, they don't. And they do it again. And it's like, woo! And it gets cold, it gets damp, and there's mice running around, mice droppings. And ladies, if you can picture yourself now, you know, heavily pregnant, the waters are gone, and the pain's really coming. Yeah, there's no friends there. She was on her own there. There is no midwife to help, no gasser there. You've got your husband, but that could be a disaster, you know. And so why is it that God did that to his own son? He did it for this reason, because he wanted Jesus to be able to connect with us. He wanted Jesus to live in the real world just like we do. There was no pomp and grandeur for Jesus. He lived an ordinary life. He was born into an ordinary family with the troubles and the strife that we have, the problems that we have. He had them too, to a much greater extent, I would say. But Hebrews says this, 2:18, that Jesus suffered so that he could help us when we suffer. Tempted so that he could help us when we do. So Jesus knows real poverty that we learnt about earlier. He knows hunger. He knows discrimination. If you've ever had that, Jesus knew that. He knew pain. He knew suffering more than we will ever know suffering. He knew the loss of people that were close to him. He knew rejection. Why? Because then he can relate to each one of us as we live in a fallen world and life happens to us. And so ask the question, it's how many of us in here today have had a really tough year? Has anyone in here not had a tough year? Raise your hand. There must be one or two. One. come on. Come on. You're an honest lot. That's what it's all about, you know. But the thing is this, is that how, are you sitting there today wondering if anyone cares about you, understands you, what you've been through, what you're going through? Maybe you've lost somebody that was close to you, and Christmas is just not going to be what it was before. Maybe that's you, or maybe you've had a relationship that has failed, or a business that has just gone wonky, or perhaps someone you really were close to has hurt you deeply inside, or maybe you've had physical pain. Well, you need to know that Jesus understands who you are, where you are, every hurt and pain, that Jesus saw that. And this Christmas, you need to know more than anything that you matter to God. You matter more to Him than any you will ever know, ever believe, ever understand. It's because His love isn't like ours. And Christmas story is all about God making a way that He could come into our lives and help us live through this life and into eternity. And lastly, the cradle. The cradle was a manger. And in the story, the nativity story, the manger is nice and cozy, isn't it? You know, with a bit of straw and the crib all round is nice and warm, and the baby always looks cozy there. But it wasn't like that at all. The cradle was made out of a bit of rough old wood. That's all it was, filled with animal feed to feed the animals with. And it wasn't worth much at all. If it was worth anything, that was until the Son of God was placed in the manger. And when He was placed in the manger became priceless. Priceless, because it carried the Son of God. And it's so priceless that 2 billion people around the world honour that today. Became priceless because it became the carrier of the living God. And it's just the same as us, as God comes to live in our life. The truth is this, there is a cradle in each one of us. There is a loneliness of soul inside. There is an emptiness inside that can only be filled with the living God. That's what the Christmas story tells us. The cradle tells us that Jesus came into the world to fill our hearts by faith, to transform us, ordinary people, into something amazingly special, children of God that carry His presence. So the star, the stable, and the cradle tell us about the gift that is there if we would only receive it, ask and receive it for ourselves. That Jesus wants to wants you to find Him. He wants you to ask, so that He can show you the depths of His love just for you, that you can find complete acceptance for who you are, however you are, come as you are, God would say, that you would have forgiveness for everything you've ever done wrong in your life. That's why Jesus ended up dying on the cross, that you would know the fullness of His compassion for you, and you would gain a place in heaven. His favour, His blessings, all come with the gift of Jesus this Christmas, if you'd only ask and receive. And so my question is where are you on the journey? You are here, that does tell me that you're on that journey. If you would like to know more and continue the journey, well, you can come every week to this place. It's open every Sunday. But come to the Alpha course, because then everything fits together. There you can ask your questions, overcome the obstacles that are in your heart. I went on an Alpha course. It's the most amazing time of your life. I've been teaching it for 14, 15 years now. It will be the best use of time that you could have. If that's you, come and see Duncan at the end, or get one of the leaflets, sign up to it on the website. Encourage you to do that. If you would like to receive Jesus and you feel it in your heart now, you know that God is doing something there and you would like that, that help, that presence to come. Come and see me. I've got a booklet here somewhere that I'd love to give to you so that you would understand more about what I've been saying. We're going to worship God now a little bit. And in that time, if you want to know more, you want to receive Christ, just come and see me at the front. Amen, church?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.